Okay. So you have Ayin Vav. We're an Ayin Hey Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. So now we're going to have Ahu Uvda. And this Ahu Uvda is based on an understanding from a Gemara in Bechoros how the male urinary and reproductive tract work, which is that they're two separate, according to the Gemara, they were two separate, I guess, tubes. Where the urine came out from one, and the sperm came from another, and then it came out from the makom erva. That's not necessarily the case. We only have one tube. There is further back. I think further back in the body, there are two separate areas where it's created, but not in the reproductive area. So hu uvda to have a pumpaditia. So there's one case that happened in pumpaditia. Istatim gubsa de shichla zera. So the tsinur, the tube that's supposed to expel the sperm, that was closed out. Va'apik, and the sperm came out instead from bimokum katanim. It came out from the place where the mayor gland would come in. Obviously, they exit the body from the same place, but there was a tube within, then it came from a different one. How they knew, I didn't know. So, sava ravevai barabuye lachshure. So, ravevai say this guy should be kosher, because there's nothing crushed here, there's nothing cut. It's not a psuadaka. It's not a krushivcha. It's fine. It shouldn't be a problem. So he thought it would be kosher. So Amar Rav Papi. So Rav Papi says to Rav Bibi, Mishum de Asu Mumulai Amirsu Milsa Muliaisu. Because you come from the Mumulai, from I guess a cut off family or something. Basically, you came from the Mishpach of Eli. We see all the time the Mishpach of Eli always died soon. So since you came from a cut family, you're saying things that don't make sense. I mean, he's mocking him. So he says, "Bimkoma mivashla, shlo bimkoma lo mivashla." Again, also they felt that in order for the sperm to be potent, it had to come from its correct place in order for it to be cooked or warm. We actually know that it's kept outside the body to keep it cool. The different. That's the. How's my medicine so far? So far, okay. So he says the mekom of ashla shlom mekom alom of ashla, and therefore if it's coming from the wrong place, it's not being mevushal, and therefore it won't have any potency. If it doesn't have any potency, you don't have the ability to procreate. If you don't have the ability to procreate, that's the definition of kor shivcha and tsuadaka. The idea is, I mean, I guess somebody who has a certain type of testicular cancer, and they remove something. If he still has the ability to procreate, he's not kor shivcha. Because the whole idea is that he doesn't have the ability to procreate. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Nikav v'nistam. So I guess if the Nikav v'nistam, v'kol she'ilu nikre v'nikre pasal, ilav kasher. I'm not sure what the Messiah is over here. I think it means that on the top of the gid, so the hole is closed, and you can no longer... What?
Puncture that got sealed.
Oh, so it's a puncture that got sealed along the gid. So it's a puncture that got sealed along the gid, and it was, and then it got closed up. So if it would rip when keri would flow through, then it would be pusel. The ilah, but if a keri wouldn't rip, meaning it would stay sealed, then it's kosher. Havi, so yeah, it's the same as yesterday. Havi bei Rava. So Rava asks as follows: Hecha, where is this puncture? Right, so ilema lamata minatara. If it's lower than yatara, which means further away from the body, so afil nichras nami. Then even if the yatara is cut off, we said it's fine. So if you have a hole in the yatara, what's gonna be? Why would that be a problem? Right, the yatara is the top of the aver. We said that that's the part that's furthest away from the body. So ella
lamata would be below that, closer to the body.
No, we said lamala yesterday is closer to the body. That's how we defined it yesterday.
That's below the corona.
Yeah, below the corona is
which is closer to the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Below the corona is further away from the body. No,
it says look here.
It's further away from the body. Lamala means away from the lamata means away from the body. Lamala means closer to the body. Right? That's how he says it there.
It says in the flesh ahead of the end and the end of the member.
The end of the members.
That's yeah, right. So it's below that. It's close.
Yesterday we said also, we had the same thing yesterday. Talking about lamala and lamata. I'm pretty sure that lamala means closer to the body. That's before.
Anyway, you are naturally quiet.
Michael said the diagram from the...
Okay, it picks everything up. and fix everything up. I'm not sure.
You're looking for a picture, it's not going to be there.
The idea, the reason why I'm saying is that Lemata min Atara means away from the body, because the Atara itself is anything, if there's a puncture, there's
the Atara would be the end of the.
Correct, so Lemata is it's further down from the body. That's what Lemata means.
Away. No.
It's away from the body.
He can't get further away, more further away than the end of the.
The Atara, you can. You can. There's the tip, and the Atara is the crown.
Yeah.
So you just get further away. So the idea is, where's the puncture? Look at what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, if you nichras, even if the gid is completely hit, not taken off from the body, ela b'atara atzmo, we're talking about where the hole is on the atara itself. So then, if it's on the atara itself, then... Right, because it's lamata m'atara, we say vaday kasheru. If lamata m'atara, would say it's kasher. On the atara is where we say we have kasher. We have it becomes kasher. If the atara gets cut off, we still say it's kasher. So lamata m'atara, that's the way the Gemara is setting it up. Yeah, look at Dr. Steinberg. Looking at... I don't know. Okay. Ela b'ataratzo. So itmar nami, the amar mari barmar, amar rav okla, amar shmuel, nikav b'atara b'atzma v'nistam, the kol she'ilu nikra pasul ve'ilav kasher. Even if you have a hole on the atara itself, I guess if you have the hole in the atara, that means when you expel the semen, it probably won't come out strong enough, I guess, and it won't come out as a flow. So maybe that was why it'd be pasul. Okay. Shalach le Rava Berei de Rabba le Rav Yosef. So Rava sends the following question to Rav Yosef. Yilamdeinu Ravenu, teach us. Hecha avdinan. So you have this guy. How can you check as to whether or not the hole has sealed or not? Because if the hole seals properly, then he can marry. If the hole doesn't seal properly, he doesn't marry. So how are you supposed to figure it out? The only way to figure it out is to have him expel semen. So how do you have that? So again, here we're not talking about whether hotzah shchukah v'vatala. That's not mutter. That's usher. However, we're talking about if you have a medical issue, how do you get him to work, to happen? So right, medicinal purposes. If there's no other way, I guess. So Amr Leh, he says,
the internet, right?
He says to them, that's probably not permitted either, because that's a different. They got to try to avoid here hurim also. So Amr Leh, my sinon nahama chamima desari umanichin leyabe pukre. They take a hot loaf of
barley bread
and they place it by his behind, I guess.
Right.
Okay? V'chazinan mumikre, and he's motzi zera, v'chazinan lein. And you see, if the hole ripped or didn't rip. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, he says, most Rishonim read Abaye's question as follows, why do you have to do such a difficult procedure? He goes, Amar Abaye, Atu kuli amo Yaakov vino habe dechsiv bei kochi v'reishis oni, shlo ro keri miyamav, that Yaakov, as everyone like Yaakov vino, that it's so difficult for them to be motzi zera, that you have to go through these hoops in order for the motzi zera. Yaakov vino, we know, was never motzi zera v'atala. It says by Reuven b'choriato kochi v'reishis oni, he was the first time he ever ejaculated was when he had Bia with Leah, which brings up other questions about, you know, whether or not, how Reuven was, how it's appropriate, because he was having Bia with Leah, but he thought it was Rachel. So that you have a, you're not supposed to have Bia, you're not supposed to have Bia with one woman thinking about another woman. So some say, well, that's not Nezid, this was Ba'ones, whatever. So it's a different issue. So Ella Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, similar to what you said before, this joke, Ma Brinon Kamei Big Day Tzivonim. You bring in front of him colored clothing that from women, and that he'll have hear her and he'll have carry. So Rava says, wait a second. That's going to work. Atu kuliyamo barzilei hagiladihu. Is everyone like barzilei hagiladi? We'll explain what that is. That that's so easy for them to expel. That's not just because you're bored about clothing. Ela machvartu kidishanina mekar. So it makes sense. Before you use a hot barley bread. So barzilei hagiladi was one of the people who helped David HaMelech when he was running away from Avshalom. And on the way back, they wanted to thank him and they wanted to give him. They wanted to give him like food and nice good stuff. And Barzilai Galali said, I lost my taste buds, right? He said, how old was he? He was 80. So they said, I lost the taste buds because I'm old. So the Gemara is, I think the Gemara is in Shabbos. The Gemara says, what do you mean? He was 80, he lost his taste buds, but he had the shifra of Rebbe who was at 92, and she would taste from the tashilin. So he lost his taste premature. The Gemara says he lost taste premature because of the zima, I guess, that he used to be involved in. That's the example of Barzilai Hagiladi. So Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Nikev, right? If it's Nikev, Pasul. Right? If it's Nikev, the Gid, it's Pasul. If Nei Shehu Shoses, because it doesn't, I guess it doesn't expel itself in a straight line. Okay? But Nistam, Kasher. Why? Mipnei Shehu Molid, because that would allow him to, that would allow to reproduce. Zehu Pasul Shechos Lechshero. This is an example of a psul that can come back to be kasher. So Gemara says this last zehu lematuei mai. It comes to exclude what case? So the ze is a pasul that comes back to its kshera, but not a case of treifa by an animal. What's the case in the treifa by an animal? So that's the case of where you have a hole in the lungs. There's a hole in the lungs, and then there was a wound, and you get some sort of adhesion that covers the hole. It's still considered a treifa, right? The case is lemuute krum. She'alam machmas maka bereya. He has some sort of adhesion that comes up because of a wound somewhere else, and it covers up bereya. I guess that's on the lung of the behema. The anal krum. We say that's not considered a cover. It's not. It's still a hole, and therefore that animal is still considered a treifa. So that is not a case of a psul chosel ekshera, as opposed to a puncture in the male body that becomes if it closes up, then that returns back to its kashera. Okay. So shalach rei Rav Idi Barabe le'Abba Ilvaye. Heichan avdinon. How do we deal a refuah for this gid that had a hole? And how do we close it up? So it looks to me over here, this is some sort of early method of stitching. So he says, Maisinon se'arta, you bring some sort of barley.
Spice seems to be good for everything.
Yeah. Especially down there. Maisinon se'arta. It's like, what was that thing in a big fat Greek wedding? Yeah, Windex. It fixes everything. Windex. Maisinon se'arta, right? You bring this barley, umisartinle, and you cut it, I think it means, right? What do you do? Misartinle, right? Sirtut is to cut. Misartinle. You scratch it, you cut it till it gets sirtut is scratching into the cloth.
Right.
Okay. So therefore, I guess the head of the barley comes out, and it's a little sharp on the top. And then umaisinon tarba, and you bring some fats vishayfinon, and then you rub it, I guess, on the puncture. Umaisinon shumshina gamla, I believe it's a large ant,
right?
Uminachtinle, and you put it on the hole, and I guess the head of it on the hole, and somehow it sticks. Upaskinanle lereisha, and then you cut off the head. And I guess during time, it's kind of stuck in there. So it looks like some early...
It binds it.
So it's an early method of stitching, it sounds like. It's an early method of stinges. Okay, he says, V'davka b'sa'arta, and specifically you have to use barley, right? V'aval parzila mizrav zara. But don't use some sort of metallic, I think it's iron, but don't use some sort of metallic object because that's just going to make more of a wound.
Worse.
What?
Make it worse.
Yeah. Vahani mili, how does this work? That's only katan. Aval gadol mikfule mikva. But by gadol, it's just going to go back. So there's machlokas, we showed him how to be. Does katan mean a young person? Does katan mean a small wound? Right, so I think maybe a small wound. By a big wound, I guess it won't work. Or by katan, maybe, I don't know.
Do you use that, ants, to stitch up your patients?
What?
You use ants in the wound?
Yeah.
Cut off the heads.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, that's pretty advanced science then. Okay, so now another halacha. Also, again, this is based on the understanding they had in Bechoros that from where the sperm came from and from the urine came from was from two different arteries or whatever they were. So Amar Rabba Baravuna Hamatil Mayim Mishtei Mekomos. If urine comes out from both of them, pasul. Then he's pasul because that's considered that he has a hole somewhere. That there's some sort of hole somewhere. That's why the urine is coming out. Be a vote for the waves. I mean,
how can he marry, by the way, if he has this problem?
So we can talk about who he's allowed. It's the next Mishnah. Gioris, you know, things like that. Okay. So Amar Rava. Rava says... No, Pasul Lavo Lekahal. Yeah, Pasul Mary. You can't go to Kahal. It's listed in the... Okay. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, Les Hilchasa Lo Kivra. The halacha is not like the son, meaning Rava Bar Rav Huna. And the halacha is like Lo Ka'aba, and not like Rava Bar Rav Huna, which is Rav Huna. So the halacha is not like Rava, and the halacha is not like Rav Huna. So what's the halacha that's not like the son? So kibra had amron, like we just said above, that someone who's made to my mishnei mekom is possible. The ma'is halacha is that he's kasha. Okay, and what's the halacha of the father who we don't pass in like? Who's the halacha of Rav Huna? Abba the Am Rav Huna. Nashim hamisolo zo bezu pesulas lakahuna. Nashim, women who engage in lesbianism, essentially, that they engage in acts together, they're psul lakahuna because Rav Huna says that they are zonos. All right, he says zonos lava chaloy kacho. So, but lemaisa we say they're not psul lakahuna because it's not a maisa via, no zona over here. Bafilu Rabbi Elazar, even according to Rabbi Elazar, who's machmir, but he says that a panoi habal panuya shalolu shame issues asu zona. Even though he says that creates a zona, we always say the zona is from a licit marriage relationship. Here we say there's a zona that even if it's a panoi and a panuya, so hani mili ish. That's only if you have bia via an ish aval isha, but a woman with another woman, that's prisus of alma. That's just stam pritzus, and therefore she's not necessarily aser fikuhuna. Right. Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. The Torah mentions, right, we said before, it says, Lo yavo psua dako krushchifcha b'kal Hashem. So they're not allowed to marry into Kahal Hashem. So the Mishnah now is going to explain what is considered Kahal Hashem that they are usher to marry. Meaning which women is Kahal and they'd be usher, and which woman is not considered Mikahal, right, and they would be mutter to marry. So patsua dako ukrushchifcha, so they want to get married. So mutar b'giyoris, they can marry a female convert. Veh mishuchreres, they can marry a shifcha kananis who just was freed and then went to freedom. Veh einan asurin, they are only asur ele milavo bakahal, which means a bas yisrael. They can only marry a bas yisrael. Shneemar, the pasuk says lo yavo b'tzur daka uchreshifcha b'kal Hashem. It only says b'kal Hashem, and I guess Rashi says mutar b'giyoris mishroch the lo ikru kahal. They're not called kahal. They're Jewish, but they're not kahal.
You know, she has kids already? Like, Bas Yisrael has kids.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently so.
There's no reason why.
Right. This goes against, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, there's a Machlokas of what Kahal is, right? So, Chachamim, there's a Shita Chachamim Kiddushin and Rav Meir and Rav Yossi who say that game are not considered Kahal, but there's a Rav Yishita, Rav Yehuda, who says that Kahal game Ikri Kahal. And according to him, that Petsuadak will be usher to be with the Gioris as well. That's okay. Fine. So Boy Mine May Rav Sheshes. Okay, because we mentioned before by Daf Samach Aleph that according to the Chachamim, that included in the Isser of Kohanim to marry an Isha Zona, they're also not allowed to marry a Gioris and a Mishukhreris because we viewed them as Zonos because of their previous life. So now let's say you have a Kohen who's a Petsua Daka. So which status of his take? Is he Petsua Daka and therefore he's Mutter and a Gioris and a Mishukhreris? Or does he still maintain the status of Kohuna and therefore he would Usser? So, Boy Mine May Rav Sheshes. Petsua Daka, Kohen. Mahu b'giyoros u'mishukhreres. Is he allowed to marry giyoros u'mishukhreres? So what's the question? B'kedusha sekai, even though he's a psua daka krushivcha, does he still maintain his status of kahuna? B'kedusha sekai, and therefore he has the kedushas kahuna, and therefore u'asir, and it'll be asir him in giyoros u'mishukhreres. O Dilma, maybe the moment he becomes a psua daka, he loses his status of kedusha. La b'kedusha sekai, right? Vishari, I guess it only applies to maybe, I don't know how that works by Truma and Meiser as well, but it loses the status of Kedusha, or that status of Kahuna that would ask him to a Gioris and Mishukhreres, is that removed?
Do you know if it's anything resulting in an inability to there's some neurologic condition that prevents it, precludes.
I don't know. I don't have to ask.
He's here, this 30 pages in here.
Really? He does have 30 feet.
Because he's intact otherwise, but right. Neurologically.
But it seems from the Gemara that the point of the major point is whether he has the ability to have children.
Yeah.
So the question, I mean, I don't know how that works.
Let's say they both have kids as the second marriage for both.
I don't know the answer.
You can't get married?
I don't know the answer. You gotta ask the postman.
It's not a practical thing. He said this yesterday. It can't be practical.
What?
Because why? Because
what if you have a vasectomy?
Because you have
vasectomy, then you'd
be problem.
Yeah, you have to reverse it. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying second marriage. You had your kid.
No,
he's asking a different question. I don't know the answer.
Vasectomy. You got to deal with.
What's the issue? Because you can't have more children.
What if you're a certain age where you're no longer able to? You know.
Exactly.
before Viagra. I mean, things like that. Like, what would happen? Person has, what's it called?
Or he had what do you call it?
Is erectile dysfunction? Yeah, something that's a disease. I don't know. I don't know. Say that's 30 pages. Homework.
Right.
Yes,
a
big
check. Yes, it's not practical. We have Tamin and Chacham that were married for many, many years and never had children. Nobody got divorced.
And that's another thing also. They get divorced from
divorced
this.
Divorced.
But that may not be crucial. That can be a different problem. They never divorced their wives after 10 years of marriage without any children
exactly.
either.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Boris flat out tells you what to do.
I don't know. Okay, so let's go weiter, right? So Amalei Rav Sheshes, so she says to me too, we learn to answer in a brisa from that we'll see from a brisa we can pass in this topic. Because brisa says, Petsua Daka Yisrael, the Petsua Daka of Yisrael is mutter, he can marry a Nesina. Nesina is one of them from the Shiva Umus, even though she's Asura to somebody who's not a Petsua Daka. So the Isaka Daita Pekdusha Sekai, if you think a Petsua Daka maintains his Kedusha status, right? Ikre Khan Lotus Khanin Bam. When we have a halacha that you're not allowed to marry the Shiva Amim. So basically what he's saying is, and now he's going to extrapolate from Yisrael to a Kohen. Since the Yisrael loses his status of Kedusha and he can marry the Nesina, that means the Kohen loses his Kedusha and therefore he can marry Giyoris and Mishukweras. That's going to be sort of his extrapolation, right? Rashi says, Petsua Daka Yisrael, Hakar Sinim, Petsua Daka Mutter Ben Nesina, right? Nesina's Rizayin Umos Menakiv Onim. The Isaka Daita Petsua, this is the first wide line of Rashi. The Isaka Daita Petsua Daka Ben Kedusha Kai, Hechi Shar Yisrael Ben Nesina, Haksiv Lotis Chatein Bam. So, Lotis Chatein Bam. So, Amar Rava, right? Rava says, some change the gear, so to Rava. But he says, Atu Hasam Mishum Kedusha is the reason over there that, what's the reason why you can't marry the Nesina? Is it because of the Kedusha of Yisrael? He says, V'lav Kedushahu, right? And the reason why he can marry is because he's not Kedusha. Dilma Molid Ben, maybe they'll have a child. The Oziel uplach lavu kochavim. The reason is that maybe they'll have a child, and he'll go. The reason why Yisrael can't marry her is because then he'll go and have a child, and that child will then be drawn to the avodah zarah of the mother. So the Gemara says, "Vahani mili peyosa ovei kochavim." But that only applied when the mother is an ovei avodah zarah. But kimigariye. But when this nachriya converts, even from the shiva amim, be Yisrael sharu v'rabbanu hu degarzi b'hu. They become Yisraelim, and therefore it's mutter to marry him. But the Rabbanan, which we remember early in the Masechta, was David HaMelech, made a gzera that the Yisraeli Kishayim should not marry the Nesinim, because they were Tavua in the Zmid of Achzarios, and they weren't ready to have Yisrael Yitpapuhem. So really it's mutter once they converted. So this woman converted. The only problem we had is he said the gzera to Rabbanan not to marry them because they had the Ben Midus. The key gzera was Rabbanan, and Rabbanan made the gzera. The whole reason is because you're worried about the offspring. But Bahanach the Vnei Yoladi, Abalahad the Labnei Yoladi, lo gzera Rabbanan. On. This guy can't have offspring anyway, so the Xavier doesn't apply to him. They didn't make the Xavier to him. That's the reason why the Yisrael can marry the Nesina, because she converted, and there's only a Dindra Abanon that you can't marry them, but the Dindra Abanon doesn't apply to him. There's nothing to do with Kedusha or not. So you can't extrapolate to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Elamayata, if that's the case, according to you, Rava, that the Chavim made the Xavier only on those who can give birth, and not the one, and that's the reason why you can't marry Nesina, so what about a Mamzer? Right about a mamzer that the bar olode he can reproduce. So hachi nami di asir, he should be asir to marry a nesina. V'hatznan, but we learn in a mishnah, where's that mishnah? I don't know where that mishnah is. V'hatznan mamzerin unesinim mutarim lavozeh vozeh. It was early. Like mamzerim and nesinim are let them marry each other. I think it's kedusha. I think we also saw it a little earlier in the mesecta. He says that a mamzer let him marry a nesin, but it doesn't make any sense. You're worried about the offspring. Mamzer can have offspring. The offspring of mamzer is what? Jewish. He's just a mamzer, but he's Jewish, right? So you have to figure out a way to do it appropriately, so you don't have more and more mamzerim. But still, a full fledged Jew, he puts on tefillin. He eats all shuddas. So what? I don't know why I chose that one, but still, but. So how does that work? So Ella, so rather, ki gazer Rabbanan, when Rabbanan made the gzeira about not marrying a Nesina, it was b'ksherim. It was only by ksherim. about Bipsulim, but whoever's a puzzle, whoever can't come into the Kal Yisrael, that they didn't make the Gzeira. Like a Psu Adaka can't come to Kal Yisrael, a Mamzer can't come to Kal Yisrael, they didn't make the Gzeira, they can still marry, they make the Gzeira, so Logos are a Banon, and therefore they can have the they can marry on Nesina. So therefore the Kasha on the Raya still applies. It's nothing to do with Kedusha. It's only Gzeira, it's nothing to do with the Gzeira de Rabbanon, it's nothing to do with the Kedusha. Okay, so now the Gemara says that Rava retracts. If Rava retracts, then the Raya of Sheshes comes back into play. Right? Rava retracts from his answer as to why Psudaka can marry a Nesina. Originally we said Rav Sheshes says it's because of the lack of Kedusha. Rava says no, it's a Din de Rabbanan issue. And now Rava's retracting, so we go back to it's the Kedusha issue. And then we have a Raya for the Kohen. The Gemara says, so Hada Amar Rava, Lav Milsehi. No, I'm wrong. We can't say, right? Lav Milsehi Biyosan Eve Kochavim, because less Lehuchasnus. Negayru Viis Luchasnus. It says, Lo Tischatain Bum. So, again, Tischatain Bum meaning that you cannot marry them. But if they're not Goy, if they are Ovei Avodah Zarah, there's no concept of marriage. So you can't have an Isser of marrying them. Right? Not allowed, but it's not an Isser of marriage. The only time you have an Isser of marriage, if marriage could theoretically work. And that should only theoretically work if they are converted. So if they are converted. So therefore, Lo Tischanim, but I was talking about this Sheva Amim after they convert, and that comes back to Rav Sheshes. Because now if we're coming back to Rav Sheshes, why does it come back to Rav Sheshes? He says, Lav Milti, third to last line, it's a problem of Kedusha, right? When we do Sharina Psuadaka, but Nesina, Shramina La Bedusekai. They must be the place where they're converted. The reason why you can't marry them is because it's a Kedusha issue. Psuadaka can marry them because he loses the status of Kedusha, and therefore it was a riot to the Kohen, who loses, just like Yisrael loses the status of Kedusha, like Abba and Nesina, the Kohen would lose the status of Kedusha, the Kohen Kroshivka would lose his status of Kedusha, like Abba the Gioris and Mishukhreras. Okay. Okay, so now they're going to ask. Now you just said that by goyim there's no concept of chasnas. Well, we're going to bring down a raya from Navi that there is a concept of chasnas when it comes to non-Jews. Masir Rav Yosef, look at the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. The pasuk says, "Vayischatein Shlomo as bas Paro Melech Mitzrayim." He married the daughter of Paro, the king of Egypt. So even by a goya, right? You see that, and the kedusha mar tovsim, I guess the lashon of chasnas applies. So he says, no, Giyur Gaya. She converted. She converted. So Gemara says, Vaha, but how can she convert during that time? We have another Gemara that says, during the times of Dov and Shlomo, we didn't accept Geirim because we suspected them only become a Geirim to be part, the top of the world. Vaha, lo kibu Geirim, lo bime Dov, lo bime Shlomo. Shlomo. So the Gemara says, Mihu du taime. What was the reason why they didn't accept Geirim? Ela, because of Shulchan Melachim. We were afraid that they wouldn't want to come to Shulchan Melachim. Hala Trichle. She's already on the Shulchan Melachim. She's the daughter, she's the princess. Right. So,
what was the reason why?
Shulchan Melachim, right? Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say. They immediately who time Hajlo last line of Rashi. Hajlo kibul geirim elamishum de lo havi migari elo shulchan malachim. They weren't being misgayer for legitimate purposes. They wanted to be misgayer because they wanted to be on top of the world. Ha bas paro lo tzricha lahachi. But she didn't need that. She didn't need to convert to be on top of the world because shrei bas melech haisa. She's ready. She's the princess. She already has all the good stuff.
If you could prove the motivation was good, then they could have.
I guess it seems to be strange. I thought you would make a gzeir. It's low plug. We're not accepting gzeir. But Bas Paro. What if she's a king of a small island that doesn't have? I don't know.
Let's see, Bill Gates' daughter. She's not a king.
Right. Right. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Forget the Giyor problem. How do you marry a Mitzri? She's a first generation Mitzri. Not only marry a third generation Mitzri. He says, but typically the Hamitzri Shonehi. That she's the first generation of Mitzri, and you're not allowed to marry them, right? Rashi says, table, that feel Giyor, Mitzri Shonahi, that feel Haki Karele Chasnus. And they still call it Chasnus. She's Aster to come, and you still have the language of Chasnus. So, Vichy Tema, so maybe you say she's not the Mitzri that the Isser applied to. There was a different kingdom that came, Ramses III, and whatever, a different kingdom that came. Wait. Vichy Tema, Azli Li Alma, Vahani Achri Ninu, and she's from a different nation. There's a long Tosos. that talks about the whole son, this whole son chayav issue, right? Maybe if we have time, we'll start a little bit. The Hatanya, we have a brisa that says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yehuda min Yamin ger mitzri. You had the case of min Yamin who was a ger mitzri, highly chaver mitamid Rabbi Kiva. He was one of the talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, and Amar min Yamin would say, "Ani mitzri rishon, I'm a mitzri rishon, ben asati mitzri rishona, and I married an Egyptian first generation convert. So then my children is going to be a mitzri sheni." So no. As
what do you mean a mitzvah sheni?
Second generation.
Second generation.
They're both first generations.
So, when does the first generation start?
Yeah. For the convert. The convert itself is a first generation mitzvah.
Okay.
His children second. The grandchildren are third generation. They can marry anyone in Kal Yisrael. So he says, I'm a first generation mitzvah.
Yeah, but so who the children can marry?
We'll see. So amit ani mitzri rishon v'nasati mitzri rishona asi levini mitzri shnia. So I'll have my. So we have a whole bunch of mitzriim that converted together. We're going to intermarry amongst each other until we purify our children. Kedeshia ben bini. So my grandson royal of Obakal. Point being is that you have Minyamin who claims he's a mitzri even after the time. He's the times of Rabbi Akiva. He says he's a mitzri. So if it applies to him, why doesn't it apply to Bas Paro earlier? So there's a Tosefta that says Rabbi Akiva says you're wrong. Because Ksachayim came and mixed everything up, you don't have a problem. But, okay. So, Amar Rav Papa, Anna Mishlomo, Leku Venasiv, you're going to ask questions from Shlomo Amelech? Shlomo Lanasiv Mili. Shlomo didn't marry her. He never married her. What does that mean? So, he didn't marry her, so it's Nus? Okay. Diksivbe, because it says by Shlomo, Min Hagoyim Asher Amar Hashem El Bnei Yisrael Lo Savo Behem, Behe Lo Yavo Bachem, Achein Yatu Es Levachem Achre Elo Keichem, Bahem Dovak Shlomo Liahava. He took these people who were going to make him stray. He didn't marry them. He took these people who were going to make him stray. Maybe she didn't convert either. So it seems from here that he just was davak by Bas Paro to love her, but he never had ishus. He never had chasnus with her. But Marcel, wait a second. The pasuk says alakasha vayischatein. He's a mitoch ahava yisera shahava malav akosuk ilich lischatein ba. You only marry for love. So if he says that vayischatein, must mean he loved her as much as he would love somebody who he would have married. With the Bas Paro?
Yes.
You know what night he got
married? Because where's the next episode?
Not today.
Not today, tomorrow.
Not today. Okay, so. Right, so they had a problem over here. You have a few problems. Number one.
How did he have
relations with the Goya? That's the question.
But he said he didn't have relations, he just loved her.
No, he had relations with her. He was with her. He just didn't marry her. So, there's a. Tosas Yeshanim, which is interesting, he says, first of all, he says, Ubishinla ilav giyora, if she's not a giyoras, meaning she's a goya, nicha shenasa shlomo. So, okay, it makes sense that he was with her, he married her. Vicholzman shalon is garya, because so long as she doesn't convert, lo shayach iser de mitzvah rishonis. He doesn't have a mitzvah rishonis, he doesn't have the iser mitzvah rishona, the iser abaha nich anachris, the chayav, mishum nashka dain lo niskan ad beis dino shal chashmonai, the iser to be with a goya, only comes into play during the times of the Chashmonayim. The guy, what about the idea of Kanaim Pogimbo? The Gam Kanaim Pogimbo Leka de Lo Shayach Rak Betzina. That's only Betzina of a Befarhesia Lo. I don't know what that means. I thought it's the opposite. Where there's a Yud here. Does he flip it around? Where does that Yud go? Yud. Now Yud just goes to the Pasuk. No, where does the Yud go? Oh, Yud here. Sarach Loma, he flips it. Rakpa for Hesia, but Betzina, he flips it. The Ghost Jones flips that. So it only applies, Kanaim Pogimbo only applies for Hesia, not Betzina. Veshema Shloma Betzina Lakha. Avalkevan de Giyara, but once she converts, Kasha, because Hechinasa, the Havel the Mitzvah Shona, it's easier for Shloma to marry her at that time when she's a Goya, not when she's a, because the Itzur of Mitzri still applied, but the Itzur of Goya didn't apply. And Kanaim Pogimbo doesn't apply because it's Betzina. The question on that is, but he's the Melech, nothing's Betzina, we're the king. So whatever.
So you can civilly marry.
At that time, I'm not married, but you can be with. You can. It seems to be that there was no Isser at the time to be with the Goya until the Beis in the Chashmonaim. Okay, and then this long Tosus over here discusses about Tzancheirev. He says the first question: Look, Abim Tomar v'lama about Minyamim v'lama lo haya mutter levol b'kahal halo ein mitzriim v'mekomam. They're not the same mitzriim. Right? Shekvar ala Tzancheirev v'bil b'kol olam. Right, and Mutam Zev, because of that reason, Hiti Rabbi Shua as Yehuda Ger Amoni. Rabbi Shua even allowed an Amoni to come into the Kal Hashem, Masech Zedayim, Umais Lab Beperek Tfilas Hashacha, Shem Lo Rabbi Shua, Mutar Atak, Vishar Kishkvar Allah, because Allah means Kvar San Chayr came up, right? Ubisota, right? Ubisota, Perish Bekuntris, the time of Tosefta, in Rashi, in in Sota quotes a Tosefta from Kiddushin, Sha'amar lo Rekiva, so Rekiva says to Minyamin, Ta'ita, you're mistaken. Shekvar Allah Sancheirev, Ubiyabo Kololam. You messed up the whole world already, so you have no problem. Don't be so machmer on yourself. You can marry anybody. Maybe offer him his daughter. All right. Ubahag Teirish, the Mitzrayim Shavu Makoman. He said, Bahag says maybe the Mitzrayim went back, because Psukim to go back and forth about how that works. It's an interesting Tosos, if you have time. Amale Ravina, Rav Ashi. So Ravina says to Rav Ashi, how is it possible that Rav Shesha said, they learned from here, that a Psua Daka can marry a Psua Daka Kohen can marry the Gioris and the Mishukhreres. Sorry, that a Psua Daka can marry a Nasina. Vaha, we have a mission that says, Vaha Anan Tznan, Patsua Daka, Ukrushivcha, Mutarib, Gioris and Mishukhreres. It says that they're mutter by Gioris and Mishukhreres. It doesn't say a Nasina. So have a Nasina Asira. So Mashma that from a Nasina, it's Asir. He goes, okay, look at the Seifa of that Brysa. Armaleu Tameich, Ema Seifa. The Ena Nasurim Elami Volba Kahal. It's only Asir from somebody who's Ravash Yisrael. So the inference is, but Ben Nasina would they be mutter? So he goes, Ella Mehal Lekal Mashmaleh. You can't learn out from that Brysa. Not that it's wrong one way or another. You just can't learn out. There's no inference one way or another from that Brysa. Okay? Next Mishnah. And therefore, he can still say, he doesn't have a brayso opposing him to saying that Khrushchevka can marry the Nasina. Right? So the Torah says, Lo yavo amoni u'moavi b'kal Hashem, gam dor asiri, lo yavo lehem b'kal Hashem ad olam. That 10 generations mean forever, and amoni and moavi cannot enter Klal Yisrael. But when it comes to an Adomi and a Mitzri, it's, right, Lotis Aev Adomi kechichahu, don't hate the Adomi because he's your brother. The Lotis Aev Mitzri, don't despise the Mitzri because ger ha'yisa be'artso. Right? Banim asher yivaldu lehem dor shlishi, yavo b'kal Hashem. So that Domi and the Mitzri, third generation can come into Kal Hashem. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Amoni, Moavi, Asurim, Yisurim, Yisur Olam. They're forever forbidden to come into Klal Yisrael. Avon the Kevo say, and Mutaras Miyad. But an Amonis and a Moavis, like Rus, are permitted to come right away. They convert therein. Mitzri Vadomi, Ein Masurim, El Ad Shalosh Odoros. They have the three generations, the third generation can come in. Echad Zachar and Echad Nekevos. Tanakama says that it applies even to the females. Rabbi Shimon Matrim is the Kevos Miyad. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the women can come right away. Same thing by the Ammonis and the Moavis. He says it's a Kavachomer. He says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Kavachomer Hadvarim, Ma Ibn Makam Shasar Zachar Mr. Olam. If there's a place where the males are Asar forever, nevertheless, Hitter Sani Kevos Miyad, you permitted the women to come in right away. So Makam Shal Asar Zacharim, El Ad Shalosh. So a place where you only ushered the men for three generations, Eno Din, should not just the Kavos Miyad, isn't it a Kavachom that the women should be mutter to come right away? So Amrullah, the Chum said to him, Im Halacha, if it's a Kabbalah that you have, fine, Nikabel. In the din, but if you're actually learning as a kavachomer, yesh tshuva, right? We can mess up this kavachomer. The Gemara later on will tell you what that tshuva to the kavachomer is. So Amrullah, he says, lo ki halacha ni omer. It's halacha that I'm saying. And is not a real kavachomer. So Gemara says, "No, Mili, how do we know that Amonis and Amovis Amutaros to bone to Kal Hashem and the Isra is only on the males?" So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amakra, the pasuk says. Now we're going to talk about a lengthy discussion about what happened during the times that David, that Shaul is waiting to, and David is waiting to fight Goliath. So it's quoting the pesukim.
Well,
Trump's here. Quoting the pesukim.
If this is the case of this Mishnah, why they started to discuss in previously how he was able to marry a mitris? Say the Pharisees, he's a mitzri but not a mitris. Which Shlomo?
That's a good question. So that Mishnah, she's a daughter, that Gemara says she's a, but that's a Rishon.
But
she's a female. But so it's not going according to Rav Shimon, it's going according to Chacham. Rav Shimon would say she was Mimutaris, but she has to convert. She would have to convert. So the Amakra, so the Pasuk says, right, this is in Shmuel Aleph, right, Perek Yud Zayin. Okay, so it says, Ukirosh Shaul as David, and when Shaul sees David, Yotze Likras HaPlishti, going out to wage battle against Gesuplishni, Amar al Avner Sarhat Savai, he says to Avner, his general, Ben Mizehanar, this lad, who is his father? Avner. Vayomer Avner, and Avner says, Chai Nafshecha HaMelech Im Yadati. I don't know. So the Gemara says, V'lo Yadalei. How is it possible that Shaul didn't know who David was? David was already working for him. Right? V'lo Yadalei. V'haksev. It says earlier, Vayomer David El Shaul, Vayomer Funa, Vayaveyom Ov, Vahilo Nasekalim. He used to carry him, he was his caddy. He used to carry his stuff. He liked the way he played harp, so he knew who David was. So Ella, Ahavu Kamashio. He's asking about who was his father. He didn't know who his father was. Still, the Gemara says, "Vavivlo Yoda." He didn't know who Yishai was. Right? V'haksiv, what it says by the battle of David and Goliath, right? It says, V'david ben Ish Ephrasi, Hazeh, mi beis lechem, Yehudo shmo Yishai, v'lo shmo nabonim, v'ish be made shol, zokim v'abba nashim. This man, during the time of Shlomo, had many men. V'amr v'yabba, zokim v'nashim means, zeh Yishai avi David, shenichlas b'chsul yo v'yotze b'chsul yo. He was a general. He had thousands of people under his command. How does Shlomo not know who Yishai is? Shlomo knows who Yishai is. He knows who David is. So why is he asking Avner, who's this kid? So Hachkamer Shmuel, this is what Shaul says. Who he comes from Yehuda, but from which side of Yehuda is he from? Imi Peretz Asi? Is he come from the Zerah of Peretz? Imi Zerach Asi? Does he come from the offspring of Zerach? Because Imi Peretz Asi, if he comes from Peretz, then Malka Habe. Then in the future I can tell this guy's going to bring a king. She Hamelech Poretz Lasos Derech. Because someone who comes, Melech Poretz, I guess means he can break down, he pour it together. Basically, it's kind of eminent domain over here. The king can knock down your fields and take it over for the roads. Right, so if then that's why Peretz, he would be a king. But the im machem yodo, you can't stop him. The imi zerach asi, if he comes from zerach, he's not going to be a king. But chashiv amehavi, he's just going to be an adam chashiv. So the verse says, so my tama amrli shalalei. So what did Shaul see in David that caused him to ask this question at this point in time? It's diksev because it says vayalbe Shaul as David madav. David wore Shaul's armor. Now, we all know that Shaul was tremendous. He was huge. He was much taller than everybody else. Madav was not that big. And yet, Kemid Aso, the Gemara says, Madav means, and fit him. Somehow, miraculously, the armor fit David. So Shaul sees, wow, something's going on here, that my armor is fitting David. So Amarlo Doeg HaAdomi. So now Doeg HaAdomi comes in. Out of nowhere. Here comes Doeg. He says, Acha tamashal avim hogun hu l'malchus l'amlav. You're asking whether he's going to be a king or not? Fine, let's ask whether he can even come into Kali Yisrael. Shal avim roi l'avo b'kalim lav. My time, the kasim rusa Moabia. He's coming from Rus. He's coming from a Moabite. So you ask him whether or not he's going to be a king or not. And he's not even Jewish. He can't even come into the Kali Yisrael. So Amalei Avner. So Avner says to Doeg, what are you talking about? We have a Mishnah. Tanino. We learned Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Right? On the battlefield, they're having this halachic discussion. He says an Ammoni, not an Ammonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, and therefore no problem. So Doeg asks, Doeg's going to ask a lot of kashas. So Doeg says, El Meata, if you're going by the Lashon of Kra, that's in the masculine form, and not the feminine form, it says Mamzer. Never says Mamzeris in the Torah. So he says, Mamzer. So Mamzer v'lo Mamzeris. So he says, no. So Avner answers him, Mamzer k'siv. Mamzer doesn't mean male or female, it means Mumzar. Means you have, you're coming from somewhere else. He goes, okay, fine. Doeg says, I'll give you that. Mitzvah lo mitzris, like you said also. It should be just as mitzvah. Let's say mitzris. So even a first generation mitzris should be able to come into Kali Yisrael. Yeah, he says, Shani Hacha, that's there by the mitzvah. Mitzvah, Shani Hachi, the Mefarish Kra. But the Mefarish Kra is by the Amon and Moav.
Yes, from Amon and Moav.
So why does it say mitzvah lo mitzris?
Wait, he has a question. Oh,
so the reason is by Ammoni, no Ammoni. It's like, yeah, Mitzri, Mitris, that's why don't we say, right, so he says, Shani Hacha by Bnei Ammon is because it's the Torah explains the first time of the Kra. Because the Pasuk says, what's the reason? Al-Dvar, Shalokinu, Eschem, Alechum, Maim, Mederach, Eschem, Yisrayim. They were Akzarios, they didn't come out, so they're getting punished for that. So the Gemara says, so then, that's why Nala had them. So the Gemara, so he asks.
No, so
he says, Darko shall ish likadim, below Darko shall ish likadim. Only the females, not the males, should come out. So he says, Hailham likadim anoshim, likras anoshim, vinoshim likras anoshim. So,
they should have come out to
meet the women. Problem I have with it is it says, in Parshat Devarim, it says that he sent Sichon, he says, Rashlach melachim, Sichon melachim, Rashlach melachim, Rabrat Sechem, Derech, Loas, Sir Yamin, Small, Ochaba Kestrain, Sir Michael. He says the pasuk says that they came out with water. Then later on, the pasuk says they didn't come out with water. It seems to be a student of Pesukim. Anyway, so we're still now in the middle of the conversation between Doeg and Ammon and Avner as to whether or not David is mutter of the Kai Yisrael. The Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Okay, we'll stop here.